Well, it was meant to be less than 24 hours for Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla to blast off into orbit, but we've got news of a hold at the moment. The Crew Dragon spacecraft will be blasting off, but not tomorrow at about 5:50. My colleague Pallav Bagla with us. Pallav, it'll happen. These things happen. It's just been delayed a little bit, right? By how long?
Well, it's been delayed by a day now. The Falcon 9 rocket will lift off on June 11th at 5:30 p.m. India time.
Yeah.
So it's roughly a less than 24-hour delay. And the weather is
delayed?
The weather is the cause, and the issue is there are high winds in the corridor in which the rocket has to lift off, because when it lifts off, it has to have a certain velocity of winds available. It cannot take more than that, so there's high wind
there.
So it's not an issue at the point of liftoff, but in the high winds in the atmosphere. So it has to go all the way.
Now, Pallav, you are disappointing so many people watching this broadcast. Shall we blame the winds on you?
No, you can't blame the winds on anybody. It's a hazard of doing human space travel. And the Florida weather and the Florida winds are well known to be very fickle.
Is there a launch window within which it has to happen?
Yes,
or is this something that...
It is a very specific time at which it has to launch. You cannot launch...
That's
why they have now postponed it to June 11th. And then there is a backup time again on June 12th. See, when you have to catch the space station, you cannot lift off in a window. You have to go at an exact specific time.
Okay.
Because the space station is orbiting, Earth is rotating, the rocket lifts off, all those dynamics and the physics has to match so that it goes and... docks at a certain time.
Right.
That's why there is a very specific time.
Right.
It's not a window. If it doesn't lift off at that time, then it gets pushed to another date, which is a backup call.
Okay, hang on a second. Dr. Ravi Mark Saham, former NASA scientist and global space ambassador with us. I'm also joined by Dr. Amitabh Ghosh, a brilliant scientist and a friend of mine. Dr. Ghosh, let me come to you first. We are all fairly disappointed at this being delayed, but I do know that, you know, this is par for course. This sort of thing happens. But just in terms of the ambitions of a nation, India, it's been 41 years since Rakesh Sharma went to space. How important is this for a country that seeks so much out of space?
Right. So great to see you, Vishnu, after a while. So it's a very interesting thing that you asked, comparing it to Rakesh Sharma. So the thing about Rakesh Sharma is there was no Gaganyaan after that. And in this case, with Mr. Shukla, there is Gaganyaan after that. So it's like, you know, you are going driving on your friend's car, but you're going to buy a car next year. So that experience is very important. And you can actually go and tell the engineers, well, do this, do that. So there is a lot of human-machine interaction things that, you know, Shubhanshu Shukla can potentially go and tell the Gaganyaan design team, do this, do that, and the other. And then he can better constrain the requirements of Gaganyaan. So it's a very different type of context. So Rakesh Sharma was very good. I remember, you know, I was in school. It was a great event, but, you know, it was mostly... there was no meaning of, there was no human space flight from India coming after that. So that is what is so very exciting about this. And then, of course, Gaganyaan is the real focus. I mean, this is training one astronaut and getting feedback on the design from the astronaut. But the big thing is, of course, this giant leap from robotic space flight to human space flight. So, which is a completely different game, much more complexity. You need much more reliable system. The vehicle has to be human rated. The cost is much higher. The stakes are higher because astronauts might die. So it's a very different club that India is entering into.
Dr. Bhart Sahib, you know, Shubhanshu Shukla is someone who's trained extensively for this mission. He's a pilot. But the mission as such, at least getting to the International Space Station, is largely automated. What is the role that he has on this mission, not just as the spaceship blasts off, but also at the International Space Station?
Well, you know, as I said, first of all, let me thank you for inviting me on this national channel, and glad to see Pallava Bagla there. Each person is assigned a particular job, like mission commander, and in this case, Shukla is the chief pilot, and we have mission specialists also along with it. So each person has his own role, although it's all automated, but once you go up in space, we have many, many requirements for them, not only from a safety standpoint, but their own safety, but also other safety. And then experiments are there. So whole purpose of going to space is to live and work there, extend humanity's reach to the ISS. And building the ISS, I was very, very happy in 97 when I talked to Dr. Kasturi Rangan that let's send some Indian there, And it's happening after so many years. So I'm still happy that it happened after 25, 28 years. And patience is a virtue. So as far as experiments, I think he has 5 experiments. And also he's going to support some NASA experiments for human space flight. Always we do integral experimentation where, we have our own experiments, NASA, and then I'm sure ISRO has their own experiments. And then we'll combine these separate ones together depending upon what is needed at that given time. So it's a very meticulous system, every minute, every second of the day is well organized there. And Houston is watching you. Okay, so you cannot run around. So I think it's a great opportunity for the first Indian-born person to go as an Indian astronaut. Yes, Kalpana Chawla went, I launched her. Suni Williams went, I launched her. But I think this time it is the Indian astronaut, and I'm so happy to see him go in space. So I think even if nothing else, his experience, his feeling the microgravity and being there as an Indian, which is representing, like they say, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step.
I agree. Journey
of 1.4 billion people starts with one person, Shukla, So maybe you may quote me on that.
You've been quoted. Dr. Ghosh, let me ask you a question. The real focus, of course, beyond this is India's Gaganyaan program. That's where fundamental engineering solutions have to have been proven before you actually go up. The habitability of the module, the rocketry itself, various systems, the safeties, of course. And you've been monitoring that. Where do you actually see Gaganyaan presently? And are you optimistic about the pace at which all of these various tests are going on ahead of the actual launch itself?
Right. So I am optimistic. They have the schedule. But, it is a very... you cannot really predict these things. If you look at Starship, Elon Musk's Starship, so you perhaps know that, the last launch failed over the Indian Ocean. So technology developments might take a little more time, but doesn't mean that the trajectory is still very good. But, so it's a very big change for ISRO. It's a very different game to be in this. And one thing I think you have to remember, so this is going to the International Space Station. It's a private trip, so it's a 2-week trip, not the 3-month trip for an astronaut. But the space station is going to be retired. So the next thing is going to be going to the moon for a base, or going to Jeff Bezos' base on the moon. So the destination is no longer going to be the International Space Station. So India has to kind of think where the priorities lie, and where does it? I think there's a plan to set up a space station, Indian space station. Well, is that it, or do you just want to leapfrog your way to a lunar base? And there are very many other interesting, this is not the only game in space science. So the next frontier is trying to find life in Europa. Europa is a satellite of Saturn which has water, more water than the Pacific Ocean under the crust. So, right. So that's great. So it's a very complex, front, and depends on where India wants to go.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us. So the launch not tomorrow at 5:50 p.m., but 24 hours after that, day after tomorrow. It's been delayed because of weather, but let's hope things go off on time day after tomorrow.